Hi guys, welcome back. So, as you can see, I'm currently filming in my closet today just because I want to try out a different filming location, a little different filming setup. I feel like because this room is quite small, it kind of does give me a little bit more of a sense of closeness. I don't know if you guys feel the same way. Okay, I wanted to start off today's episode talking about the name of this podcast, The Audacity Show. I've been feeling like it's not the best name for this podcast because I just feel like it's a little bit more personal than that, and it's a little bit more fun and lighthearted, even though we do talk about some serious shit on here. So I do think that I want to rebrand and rename this podcast, but I don't really know what to name it yet. I'm thinking something along the lines of something related to the word yap, because I feel like that's all I do on this show is yap about like random shit that's going on in my life. But let me know if you guys have any suggestions. I'm very open to suggestions. Also, feel the vibes in here and let me know if you guys prefer me filming on the couch or in this room. Let me start off this episode talking a little bit about my recent life updates. Okay, let's start with the really good news first. So, the good news is that I got invited onto something super exciting that I manifested last year twice. I literally manifested it twice because usually I set goals slash manifestations in the middle of the year and at the end of the year. So I wrote it in both of those goals journals, and it is to go on a brand trip. And I'm so excited because I just got the email like a few days ago. I was literally walking home and I just got out of the MTR and I was looking through my emails and I saw this email that said I've been invited to this exclusive brand trip with this brand that I can't tell you guys which brand it is yet, but you're gonna see very, very, very soon because I'm going in 3 weeks and I'm so excited. And anyways, when I saw the email, I was literally gasping. I was like low-key screaming, not screaming, screaming, but I was like, oh my God, like that. Like by myself, imagine how crazy I look holding my phone with my AirPods in my ears, just walking by myself. And I'm just like, oh my God. And I literally had to cover my hand, my mouth with my hand because I was so excited. I could not believe that it was happening. And even though I actually had another invite, but it was not an official invite, I had another invite to another brand trip later this year, but that one has not been confirmed yet. So this is like the first confirmed one, and it's actually happening. Like the flights are getting booked, the hotel's getting booked, everything. And also, it's in China. So I had to go get my visa done because, long story short, I can't go to China without a visa just because of my own passports. I don't hold a Hong Kong passport. I can't get a Wuhanseng, which is like the Hong Kong China permit. So I had to go get a China visa and I went and did that yesterday and it's been confirmed. So I can finally tell you guys that for sure, 100%, I'm going on this brand trip, which literally is such a dream come true. And even though the money associated with this trip is not a lot, I'm just very grateful for this opportunity and I'm very excited. Like, it's the first time that a brand is inviting me, all expenses paid, to a different city, and they're planning like all the activities, the itinerary. I'm gonna meet so many influencers. I just got the email back because I was asking if there were other influencers from Hong Kong going, and the person I'm in contact with said no. And they said it's mostly gonna be influencers from China, Singapore, Malaysia, I think, and the United States. And I'm like, oh my God, I'm literally gonna have a blast. I'm literally representing Hong Kong, and I'm just so excited. It's just such a great opportunity for me to like mingle with other influencers. And if I ever go to those cities where those influencers live, I can just hit them up. You know what I mean? Like, I'm so excited. I'm gonna meet so many cool girls that like just love creating content just like me. And it is an opportunity of a lifetime, honestly. And I know there's gonna be more to come. And I think, other than feeling very blessed and lucky, I also have to thank myself because I literally got myself here. If it wasn't for me consistently posting content every single day for the past month since October, what month is it now? It's almost been a year since I've been consistently posting content every single day. So, with all that hard work, it obviously has paid off. I didn't just manifest something and not work towards it. I manifested it and then worked really hard towards it. And now that's checked off my little bucket list, you know? Yeah, so that's the good news that I had to share with you guys today. The bad news is today I'm feeling very low energy and I'm not exactly sure why. It might just be because I didn't sleep that much last night. I've been feeling a little bit procrastinate-y. Okay, that's not a word, but I've kind of been procrastinating my work today. I originally had a shoot in the afternoon and it got canceled because my photographer's sick, which is so sad because I feel like I work better when there's people around me or people there just so that I can, like, it keeps me more accountable. I don't know if you guys can relate to that because I feel like I'm very much like that, where if I work by myself, it's not always guaranteed that I'm gonna be very productive. If there's people around, like if my boyfriend's around, or if like I'm sitting at a cafe, for example, and there's people around, or if I'm shooting with someone, I feel like I'm a bit more productive. But it also just depends on the days, because sometimes I'm at home all day shooting content and I'm very productive, but today is not that day. I haven't done anything. Literally, I've done nothing, and it's like 3 p.m. Okay, is it? Yeah, it's 3 p.m. already. Well, I did reply to some emails, but that's literally all I did. I was supposed to like edit my reels. I was supposed to shoot some new content. I was supposed to do this podcast. I was trying to like film this podcast way earlier, like at noon, but I was online shopping and then I just got distracted. And then now it's like 3 and I'm so tired. I really could use a nap, but I cannot do that because I haven't done anything today. You know what I mean? I need to force myself to like get some work done first. So that's my little ramble on that. But yeah, the bad news is that recently my anxiety has been getting a little bit worse. And I want to say that it's not actually the anxiety that's making it worse. It's just that my own mental frustration with anxiety. Like if my previous anxiety levels are, or like my anxiety episodes are like on a level 7, let's say out of 10, they're still at that level now. It's not that they've gotten worse. It's just that I've become increasingly more frustrated with it, which is very upsetting because I would like my own support. Like it kind of feels like when you're telling someone about how you feel and they're like, just shut up. That's how I'm treating myself at this moment, which I really want to change that. But also I feel like the harder I try, the more frustrated I get. I don't know if you guys can relate to that, but I recently told Ollie about it. I told Shannon as well. And I've just been trying to talk to them more about my anxiety so that they can better understand where I'm at so that I don't feel so alone, because I think one of the things about anxiety or any mental health in general is like if you don't say it out loud, you kind of just think that you're crazy, like you're going crazy and you're like so abnormal, you are insane and you're not experiencing normal human emotions. But when in reality, anxiety is like such a common human experience that I know a lot of you guys have it as well, because even when I talk about it on Instagram, people are like, my followers, you guys are very open about sharing your experiences with anxiety or sharing your tips with anxiety. And I think that the more I keep it to myself, the more I feel that I'm completely alone. So I do think it is very helpful to talk to people about it, especially your close friends. But I do think that it's very hard to give them a full picture because sometimes it is a lot worse than how I say it. Even talking to you guys right now, I'm in a clear headspace even though I'm very exhausted. Like I feel sleepy, but I don't feel any other negative emotions, so I can still express this very calmly. But imagine if I'm like feeling super anxious, there's no way I would be able to say it to you guys in like a normal way, right? Or say it to my friends or my partner in a normal way. So what I'm trying to say is I feel like even when I express how I'm feeling to the people around me, it's very downplayed, even if I don't try to downplay it, which kind of makes me think that they think I'm normal just because they don't know how bad it is, but it's actually quite bad. Yeah. And anyways, that's just been my experience with anxiety and talking about anxiety to my close circle. I think that recently I've also been really wanting to explore being medicated or getting an actual psychiatrist's opinion and seeing if I can get on any medication for my anxiety, because I do think sometimes it is very overwhelming and it's very hard to deal with. And I think it's like really my brain chemicals that are kind of fucked. So I think I actually want to look into that. But of course, that's very scary for me. And it can be very hard because when I am feeling that anxious at that level, I'm already thinking, fuck, I wish I had already gone to see a psychiatrist and already got prescription so that I can just take medication and feel better. But then when I'm feeling better, I'm like, oh, I don't think I need to go anymore because I think it's gone. And this is a cycle. This has been happening for a few weeks now where I feel horrible one day and I'm like, I wish I had gone to see the psychiatrist. And then I feel great for the next 5 days. And I'm like, oh, it's gone. Like, I was just being dramatic. I downplay my own symptoms. I downplay how I was feeling in the moment. And I kind of just excuse it and ignore it. And then it hits again. And I'm like, fuck, I wish I had gone. You know, like, it's so bad. I can't keep doing this to myself. But at the same time, it's genuinely so hard because you would want to wish that it's gone. So, of course, my brain would try to trick myself into believing that it's gone. But anxiety doesn't work that way. Like, it doesn't just go away. Healing is not linear, from what I've heard. I actually don't know anything. If you guys have questions about anxiety, don't ask me because I am an anxiety baby. Like, I feel like I just started experiencing the bad side, like the really bad side of anxiety in the past year or two. And I don't really know much about it. That's why I really want to seek some help because, to be honest, I can't keep Googling shit because Google, as you guys know, is not very reliable. You know, when you have a cough and you search up, why do I have phlegm? And then all of a sudden they're like, oh, you have throat cancer, which is just like not even the case. But then you're just like, you just start spiraling and you're like, oh my God, I have throat cancer. Like, that's crazy. And that's why we've all learned to not rely on Google that much for actual physical health issues. We just go to a doctor, right? Whereas for mental health, I feel like a lot of people just self-diagnose themselves. They just like search stuff online and they just try to get random shit for themselves or use random tips to help themselves. And when it doesn't work out, they're like, oh, I wonder why. Like, obviously it's because you didn't go see a professional, you dumb bitch. Like, I'm talking to myself as in like, I'm the dumb bitch because I didn't go see a professional. But it is like a lot scarier because I feel like even though mental health is getting increasingly more talked about in Hong Kong, in the world, I think in Hong Kong it's still such a taboo topic, and I think nobody really talks about it. And like, I feel like if I were to tell anybody other than like Shannon and Ollie, my like closest friends, or like my closest circle, Ollie's not a friend, he's my boyfriend, but if I were to tell them that, like, if I were to tell anyone other than them that I am on medication for anxiety, they would be like, oh my God, are you okay? You know what I mean? Like, I feel like I would get that response. Whereas if I'm like taking Panadol for a fever, they would just be like, oh, get well soon, you know, are you okay? But not in like a very concerned way. In like a, they know like the medicine will help and you'll be fine. But you don't get that same energy when it comes to mental health. And I hate that. Like, it's so sad. Yeah, so I do want to talk about mental health a little bit more on this podcast just because I want to let people know that it's normal. It's completely fine. Like, if you have anxiety, if you have depression, if you're struggling with something mentally, you're normal because a lot of humans do. And it's just not talked about. And people just kind of have this negative connotation with it. And it's very stigmatized. And I don't like that. And it makes me very uncomfortable. And even though I do know all these things that like it's supposedly normal and it's like okay to talk about it, sometimes I still feel very scared to talk about it. And I still feel very scared to approach the problem. Like, even searching up a place in Hong Kong that has a good psychiatric department is very scary for me. And luckily I do have a very, very good support system because both Shannon and Ollie have offered to like look for it for me and go with me. So I'm very appreciative that at least the people in my life, they really do want to be there for me and they do really understand me, like want to understand me and help me. But I think in a grand scheme of things, I can't just talk to anybody about it. I would like mental health to reach a point where it can be as open as saying you have a cold, you know? Like, everyone's just like, oh, why are you wearing a mask? Oh, I have a cough, or I have a cold. Oh, why are you, like, so quiet sitting in the corner? Oh, I have anxiety. I'm feeling anxious right now. You know, like that would be so great if people could just like say that and then they'd be like, oh, okay, I'll leave you alone. Like that'd be nice if I could just like say that and not have to like lie and be like, oh, I'm feeling dizzy or oh, I have a headache. You know, sometimes I have to do that. Like if I'm feeling very anxious in a group setting, somebody asks me what's wrong, I just tell them, I just make up something physical. I'm like, oh, I have a headache. Or, oh, I have a stomach ache. Instead of just telling them that I have anxiety. And that's what I don't like. Because I know that, well, I've actually never tried it. Maybe I should start trying it. But, like, for some reason, I just know that their response is gonna be like, oh my God, are you okay? And then they're gonna start freaking out, which is gonna freak me out more, which is not gonna help the situation. You know what I mean? So I have just kind of concluded that I'm not gonna tell anybody except for my close, close friends. But you know what? Next time, after I just said that, I feel like next time I'm actually gonna do that. I'm actually, if somebody comes up to me and I'm like feeling bad, I'm just gonna be like, oh, I just have anxiety. It's okay, but I'm good. And I'm gonna see what reaction I get from them. What do you guys think? Is that a good idea? I feel like that's quite unhinged for Hong Kong, but at the same time, I do feel like that might be really good for me mentally. Okay, I just thought of another reason why I've been feeling so tired today. So, this week, I've been trying to cut off coffee because coffee has been really spiking my anxiety. Like, I notice it very obviously these days that, like, when I drink coffee, I feel more anxious, especially if I drink it fast, like, if I finish a whole cup fast, like, quickly, or if I have, like, more than one cup of coffee in a day, I am so anxious. And I'm just like, okay, it's definitely the coffee. And so, I've been trying to cut off coffee these past 2 weeks, a week or two, yeah. And it's been so difficult because I am a coffee addict. Like, I love my coffee. I've been having coffee every single day for the past like 3 to 4 years. And for me to all of a sudden be cutting off coffee completely is, it's been hard. It's been definitely hard. And I think maybe that has something to do with my energy levels as well. But I've been trying to drink more matcha and more tea, more hojicha, you know, just like more. Like, I heard that these kind of teas, the way that they release the caffeine is in smaller doses for a longer period of time. Whereas for coffee, when you drink it, it releases all the, and you kind of get a caffeine spike quite quickly, and then you kind of drop from that quite quickly as well. So that's why you have caffeine crashes when you drink coffee, but not when you drink matcha. But I do think that matcha, it's not as strong, like as coffee. Coffee really wakes me up, whereas I feel like matcha doesn't. I don't know if that's just like a mental thing, but so I've been adjusting to that, and that's also been kind of tough. But on the bright side, I do love matcha and hojicha, so I'm very glad I have these two. And the other day, I'm gonna tell you guys a story. Yesterday, no, last week, I was trying to look for matcha, right? Good matcha, because I think it's kind of hard to find good matcha powder in Hong Kong, because I want to make my own, right? Because when you get a matcha outside every single day, that's so expensive. It's like 50 or 60 Hong Kong dollars for a cup of matcha latte, and I'm not going to spend that every single day, right? So I'm just going to make my own matcha. But the matcha powder that you find in Hong Kong, the quality is not that good. Like, especially the ones in the supermarket. I got one and I was like, this tastes like sand. And then I got another one and I was like, this tastes not like matcha. It just tastes like green tea, you know? So, like, it's been really hard looking for good matcha. So I just decided to go to a matcha shop that, like, sells, like, matcha, kind of like a coffee shop. But a matcha shop that sells matcha, and then I wanted to get their matcha powder, right? And this store is called Matcha Tokyo, and it's quite popular in Hong Kong, and I think they do really good matcha. So I went there, and for a little pouch, 20 grams of matcha, tiny little pouch, guess how much it was? It was 250 Hong Kong dollars. And I was like, wow, this is a lot, because coffee, I feel like I get a huge bag of coffee, like 100 grams. For 100 grams, for how much? Like 100 something Hong Kong dollars? Yeah, but then again, for coffee, you have to use more powder for one, or for a double shot of espresso, whereas for matcha, you only use like a teaspoon, right? So I guess a serving is maybe a similar amount, like 20 grams to 100 grams of coffee. Maybe it's like a similar amount of servings, but it's still like double the price, because let's say I'm spending 100 or 130 Hong Kong dollars on 100 grams of coffee, and I'm spending 250 Hong Kong dollars on 20 grams of matcha. That's still $100 more, you know, 100 something dollars more. So I was like, this is not really worth it. And I was like, this is so expensive because the matcha that you get at the supermarket, let's say it's like 30 grams, you can get it for like 80 or 100 Hong Kong dollars, but it's really bad, right? So I'm not gonna go back and get that. I want some good quality matcha if I'm gonna have matcha every day. But anyways, I left Matcha Tokyo. I didn't get it because I thought it was too expensive. And then yesterday I went to Matcha Lee, which is another matcha shop. My good friend Andy works there. Like, she works as a marketing or content. I don't exactly know her title, but she works there doing some content for them. And I went to their shop yesterday and I was asking how much their matcha is, and they have 30 grams of matcha for $270. Which, if you think about it, that's 10 grams more. And if you do the math, I'm not gonna do the math right now, but that seems more worth it than the Matcha Tokyo one, where it's like 250 for 20 grams versus 270 for 30 grams. I wish I had an editor so that they could make a little graph for me. But you know, I'm gonna be too lazy to do that. But like, yeah, so I feel like the $270 one is more worth it. And even though it's still like so expensive, like I have to sell like a lim and a half for it, I still got it. Because I was like, you know what? I should treat myself to some good matcha. Since I can't have coffee anymore, I might as well have some yummy matcha in the morning, you know? Something to look forward to. And today I tried it, and my God, is it good. Like, it is good. It is very good matcha, and I'm very glad that I got it. But at the same time, I'm thinking to be a little healthier, I have to spend more. That means because coffee for me is not doing my nervous system well. And now that I have to drink matcha, it's like double the price. But it's okay. It's a small price to pay for a healthy mental state. But that's just like my little rant. I'm obviously still gonna go back and get it because it was really good. Like, if I run out of this 30 gram one, I'm gonna go back and get it again because I think it's worth it. But it is a big price to pay. I keep saying play instead of pay. Anyways, so yeah, that's my little caffeine addiction story. And listen, if you guys don't need caffeine, I think the kids these days are very heavily influenced on social media because everyone's like, get your iced coffee, you're so aesthetic, take pics with your coffee. You know, if you don't need coffee to survive, like if you have energy when you wake up naturally and you don't need coffee, just don't start drinking it because I don't think it's that good for you actually. Because I used to think it's harmless because my whole family drinks coffee. But I think for every person, it's different, especially if you are a more anxious person. Maybe don't get into coffee. Maybe you get into some teas. Yeah, that's my advice. That's what I've learned. Because if I hadn't started drinking coffee like 3 years ago, I wouldn't be so reliant on caffeine. Because I think like 3 or 4 years ago, I was doing completely fine not drinking coffee every single day. I had like a lot of energy. And all of a sudden, out of nowhere, I just had an interest for coffee because it smells really good and it tastes pretty good. And I just started drinking it. And it was mostly for like the enjoyment of it and the aesthetic of it. But I don't think it was really giving me so much energy that. Like so much more energy that I didn't already have. So yeah, that's like the moral of the story is just don't start doing things just for the aesthetic. Think about whether you really need it or not before you do it. But then again, I feel like if I go back 4 years, I would still do the same thing because I was living at home at that time. My mom had a really nice coffee machine because she loves coffee. And I just thought it was so fun to make my coffee every day. It kind of got into my morning routine, you know? And coffee just smells really good. Like, especially when it's like one of the first things you smell in the morning. It's just like revitalizing for your soul, you know? Like, it's an experience making your own coffee and drinking it in the morning while you get ready. Oh, so good. I can't do that anymore, you know? But now I can make my own matcha in the morning. So it's okay. Same thing. That's what I'm trying to tell myself. Okay. Yeah. This episode is kind of a little bit all over the place. I originally wanted to talk a little bit about like me shifting careers and how I've managed to successfully change careers, even though I haven't like 100% changed yet. But I switched from being a dancer to a content creator, right? And I kind of wanted to talk about that because a lot of people ask me questions about that. But I don't think I'm in the right mindset today because I'm just so tired and I just want to rant and like my brain is not that on today. I don't think I can like talk about those like really important, meaningful shit. You know, I just kind of want to like rant and like talk shit about my anxiety today. So that's the episode for today. I hope you guys didn't find it too boring. I just love yapping about myself, honestly. So I thought this was really fun. But make sure you guys are subscribed to the channel, okay? If you're watching on YouTube, if you're listening on Spotify, just follow the podcast. I might change the name. If you see a different name, don't be stunned. It's still me, Audrey Chow, okay? And that's it. I'll see you guys in the next one. I hope I can see you guys next week or in 2 weeks. But yeah, bye guys. Stay safe and, you know, regulate your nervous systems, okay?